Hey, everybody, and welcome to the podcast today. I've got a trigger subject for you today, and you've clicked on this episode, so you know what it's going to be about. But it's about something that we all deal with, no matter who we are, how much money we make, what sex we are, how old we are, how tall we are, how short we are. Everybody deals with this thing. And I think when we're older, we think that we know better than to fall prey to it. We know we need to know better, but it's just so easy to fall victim to it, even at our age. And we think we don't say anything because we think that we're the only ones that are having to deal with it now, but we're not. We all are. And that thing is, it's imposter syndrome. We're going to talk about it today, and it's something that I've been dealing with a lot lately, and I feel like the best way to move through things is to talk about them. So I'm hoping that me working through this is going to help you as well. All right, let's talk about it. Let's go. Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. You know, it would be so easy not to deal with the subject of imposter syndrome or even to talk about it. You know, talking about it is hard. Admitting it is hard. No one wants to say or admit to other people that they're going through it. But when it is raging for you, it can absolutely rule all of your internal thoughts. Now, as I was trying to decide if I should even talk about this today on the podcast, I was like, you know, is it a good subject for this health and wellness podcast? And then I was like, well, yeah, because, you know, this thing, this imposter syndrome can really hold you back from creating your best life in so many ways. I mean, it can keep you from expressing yourself. It can keep you from stretching your abilities. Hell, it can even keep you from going to the gym, if you really think about it. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But when I started this podcast a little over 2 years ago, I did an episode on imposter syndrome at the time because it was really something that I was working through as a new blogger and a new podcast host. As I explained then, I had, you know, I was over 50 and I had never heard of the term imposter syndrome. And I've talked to other people since then who are just kind of like, this light bulb thing went off. And have you heard of this imposter syndrome? It's like, well, I have now. And, you know, once you hear what that term is and put it with feelings that you have, you're just like, it's like a light bulb that goes off. I mean, the first time I heard about it, I was like, oh my gosh, I know exactly how that feels. I just didn't know what to call it. So if you're one of those people that you're not really sure what it is, let me enlighten you. Imposter syndrome is defined as a collection of feelings of inadequacy that persist despite evident success. Imposters suffer from chronic self-doubt and a sense of intellectual fraudulence, of being fake, that override any feelings of success or external proof of their competence. For me, and for a lot of people, I believe that perfectionism is the cornerstone of this imposter syndrome. I mean, we feel that, you know, we have to be perfect, or something has to be perfect in order for us not to be found out as an imposter or being fake. You know, we don't want anybody to see the sloppy, because we tell ourselves that everybody else is perfect or crushing it or smarter than us, whatever. But, you know, their social media tells us all those things, right? Now, I have long suffered from perfectionism. And 2 years ago, the thought of putting out an imperfect blog with imperfect words, or my imperfect ramblings into a podcast for anyone and everyone to read and to listen to, it was absolutely paralyzing. I can't even explain how hard that was at the time. And then, you know, once you start these things and you're doing it yourself, then there's the thought of inviting guests to come speak on your podcast. When I first started doing interviews and talking to people, I felt like I had to be an expert in every subject that someone came on to talk about, instead of just learning along the way like everybody that's listening does, because I was afraid that if I didn't seem like I knew about a subject, that I wouldn't be taken seriously. I mean, everywhere I turned at the time, I was being hit by imposter syndrome. But I was able to power through using some tools to overcome this thing that I'm going to go through and talk about in a minute. These overwhelming feelings of inadequacy at doing these things that I have continued to do, thankfully, went away after a while, but they didn't disappear. They can't. It never goes away. Flare-ups happen, and we have to learn how to deal with it all over again, or we have to double down on the things that we're already doing to keep it under control. Now, I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fact that I have created this Midlife in Motion program. I talk about it all the time. It's a fitness and nutrition program for midlife women who are looking to get back on track in their health in order to build on that, to live happier, longer. Now, that being said, I am a 54-year-old athlete, and I have experience on many levels to be able to present this thing and make it available. But I am not a 54-year-old J-Lo with a J-Lo bod. So when I started to roll this thing out, I really struggled with who out there would listen to me, to use my experience for themselves, to take my advice and take advantage of this thing that I had created for them. Imposter syndrome came back to visit me, like, big time, after being on hiatus for a hot minute. Then after the program was out, you know, I had to start telling people about the program. I had to start talking about it on this podcast. I mean, nobody can benefit from this thing if they don't know about it, right? I mean, that's the whole premise of marketing. But besides just talking about it on the podcast to spread the word about the program, that means you have to show your face on social media more than you may be comfortable with. And you have to pitch yourself to other podcasts and to other outlets to get the word out. But am I smart enough? This is what I kept asking myself. But am I smart enough? I mean, is the program good enough? I mean, surely the people I talk to are going to figure out that I'm a fake. But am I really? Or is that just the imposter syndrome pounding literally in my head? Now, I know I am singing to the choir here. When I asked my husband, Mike, if he suffers from imposter syndrome, he was like, yeah, duh, absolutely. I mean, I never knew that. It's just something that we don't talk about. I mean, it feels like such a negative thing. It feels like dirty, like airing dirty laundry. Or like if I admit that I suffer from imposter syndrome, then I'm seen as being weak. Nobody wants to be seen as weak. You know, it's something that we think that just our kids face. We warn them not to fall into social comparisons, that we tell them that what they see on social media is just other people's highlight reels of their life. You know, that we're all facing the same worries, the same fears. We all have sadness and struggles. But then we forget to look down and we end up stepping into the same trap. That's happened to me many times. And I've heard from several women that, you know, it happens to them too. You know, they start scrolling and then they start comparing their lives to the ones that they see. And next thing you know, they feel like they aren't good enough. Well, remember what you're looking at and remember what you've told your kids about this. You know, hopefully we aren't as fragile as when we were kids, and hopefully we can work through that quickly. But we can really let imposter syndrome do a job on us mentally if we don't face it. You know, are you unwilling to speak up somewhere at a meeting or, you know, on a Zoom or in a group of people because you think that someone in that group won't, will think that you don't know what you're talking about? You know, are you scared to put yourself out there when an opportunity arises because you feel like you might not be perfect at it or that you're not ready for it or that if you do it, you might fail? So therefore, you just don't do it. And what about for my fitness friends out there? Are you afraid to go to a fitness class that you have never done before because you don't know how to do it, or you don't want to go in because you don't know how to use the machines and you don't want to look like you don't know what you're doing? And maybe you feel like all the fit people there at the gym are looking at you and wondering why you're there. Or are you afraid to talk about your new fit path with friends and family? Because, you know, you think that they know the real you and that you are not this new fit person, that they are going to think that you're fake or something along those lines. Let me be the first to tell you, you belong at the gym. If that's where you want to be, you are who gyms were made for. Gyms were made for people who want to improve their fitness. You are not the first new person in that gym. And all those people that work there, do you think they work there for the fit people who know what they're doing? No, they're there for you to answer all of your questions. And if your path takes a health or a fitness turn, you need to own that. Your friends and family can't think that you are a fake if you are consistent with this new thing in this new path in your life. So own it. So before I go on too long, and I could go on and on, I want to quickly talk about the 9 things that I mentioned to help you get your imposter syndrome under control. And you need to, again, like I said, imposter syndrome never goes away. You need to employ these things over and over and over. There are 9 of them, or there were initially 9 of them when I talked about these 2 years ago, but I have added a 10th because that's what I do. I always add a 10th. I always add another thing. So let's go through these. Number 1, You need to find your imposter syndrome origins. Do you remember this thing starting when you started having these feelings? You know, when we're born, we're not born with imposter syndrome. It came on us at some point. Something kicked it off. Was there something specifically, or was this just something that built over time? Number two, embrace your accomplishments. You need to create a list of your accomplishments, big and small, and then you need to add to it. Every time you have a new accomplishment or something that you have celebrated, put it on that list. And then you need to keep this list somewhere where you can look at it often and tell yourself, yeah, I did all that. Number three, know your skills and abilities and have confidence in them. Again, you need to create a list and refer to it. Everybody's list is going to be different. Nobody's list mirrors someone else's. We all have different and varied experience in things. So no comparison with anybody else. This is your list. Number four, don't blow off compliments. You know, compliments are gifts that others give us. We have to accept them gracefully. If you respect the person that is giving the compliment, then there is no reason why you should question it in any way or form. You know, we're much more likely to believe the bad things people say about us. We overthink those, but we will rarely overthink a compliment someone gives us. This is always my best advice to people. Don't ever tell somebody why their compliment is incorrect. Just say simply, thank you. Number five, you need to realize automatic negative thoughts going on in your head. Be aware of the negative soundtracks that may be running through your head and ask yourself three questions when a negative thought comes up. Number one, is it true? Number two, is it helpful? Number three, is it kind? And I suggest go check out podcaster John Acuff. He wrote a book about soundtracks, and it's about soundtracks that go through your mind, negative soundtracks. So I want to test this thing, these three questions. So say you say to yourself, I have no business in registering and trying to do this 5K that's coming up in a couple of months. So ask yourself, is it true? No. What's the reason why you shouldn't be able to do that? Number two, is it helpful to your path? No. We all need to stretch ourselves to figure out what we can do and what we can learn how to do. Number three, is it kind? No. Anything that is limiting you is not kind to you. So we need to turn this around. And John Acuff says that we need to use three R's. We need to replace the narrative, rewrite it as something you can control, and then repeat it. So let's replace the narrative. Let's change. I have no business in registering and trying to do a 5K to I am going to register for this 5K and I'm going to do my absolute best. Then you need to rewrite it as something you can control. I'm going to contact a coach who can put a running program together for someone with my abilities. Then you need to repeat this thing over and over in your head. I'm going to do my best in this 5K by working with someone to get me ready for the event. So much more helpful. All right. Number six, tell your trauma. You know, the best way to conquer something is to move through it, not try to figure out your way around it. So talk about it. like I am today, get some insights and grounding messages from people that you trust and that you're talking to. Number 7, get a coach or coach yourself through blogs and podcasts and books. You know, there are so many life coaches, mindset coaches, fitness coaches, any kind of coach that you might need to help you move through imposter syndrome in whatever realm that you are in. You know, you can also, if you don't want to get a coach, you can read blogs, you can read personal development books, and you can listen to podcasts like this one to help you work through things. I will tell you though, it is faster to work with someone one-on-one. So if you want to get a handle on this quickly, you go find somebody that you can work with. Number 8, practice self-care. You know, taking care of yourself and putting your own needs first, at least every once in a while, helps you remember and begin to believe in your own self-worth. Number 9, develop a supportive community. You need to find like-minded, positive individuals to be able to talk to. Join a group or a mastermind. Get an accountability partner or mentor. So I want to step back a second. I said you need to find like-minded, positive individuals. And, you know, this is important because, you know, there are a lot of times when we're going through something and, you know, maybe you join a Facebook group about something or you're in a club about something and negativity can be overwhelming in the group. So instead of being, instead of building up and coming up with ways to solve problems, people just want to complain. Stay away from those things and don't feed into it. So you want to find people who are looking for solutions and who are wanting to work through things, not just complain about them. All right. And so now we get down to number 10, and this is new. This was not on the episode 2 years ago, and it has been one of my favorite coping mechanisms as of late, and it may be a little bit graphic for you, and if it is, I'm so sorry, but remember back in the day when you know, maybe you had a speech class or something, and you were so scared to get up in front of people to speak. And the big piece of advice back in the day was just picture everybody in their underwear and that will bring you all to the same level. Well, this thing is sort of in that vein, and that wasn't it, but this thing is sort of in that vein. I say when you are afraid of putting yourself out there, or of what other people may, what you think that they think of you, or you feel like they may discover that you don't know what you're doing. I want you to think of the book that back in the day, if you have kids, you probably read this book to them. It's called Everyone Poops. You remember that book? I want you to look at that skinny ass woman in the gym when you're there, that you think is probably more suited to be at the gym than you are. And I want you to look at her and think, she poops. That group of people in a networking collab that you're going to for the first time, you're really scared to go by yourself. Yeah, they all poop. Those people on social media that you're scrolling through, that you're comparing your life to, yeah, they're all poopers. For me, all those podcasters that I'm looking to pitch to be on their podcast, guess what? They all poop today if they were lucky. You know, we're all just people. We're all just people. Bottom line, we all have insecurities. We all have needs and wants, and we're dealing with life the best way that we can. You know, nobody is an expert. There are always things to be learned. Nobody is perfect because nobody knows what perfect actually is. I want you to remember that you are beautiful. All of you out there, every single one of you, you've got gifts, your own gifts, and you have to share them, even if it's uncomfortable at first. Phew, I feel better. Do you? I want to thank you for tuning in today for this little brief glance into what I'm going through right now. And maybe you are too at this, or maybe you're going to be going through it. And when you start to go through it, you'll be like, oh, I remember Leslie was talking about that. And this is how I'm going to deal with it. I appreciate it. I appreciate you being here. And I thank you for being my sounding board on this issue today. I do hope that you have found something in it that will support you in your journey. And if you are looking for that positive community, make sure to check out the Redesigning Midlife Private Facebook group. You know, it's a place. There are a little over 300 of us in there. And it's just where we kind of kick back and we talk about nostalgic things. And of course, we talk about midlife and all the things that we're doing in this time of our lives. And of course, I'm there encouraging people, women, to live their best fit life. I'm going to put the link to that in the show notes so you can join us. And if you would, I would so like to thank you for taking a minute, just 60 seconds, to roll on down and give this show a 5-star rating and review. All of those things, all of the ratings, all of the reviews help put this podcast in the path of other women going through the same issues. I so appreciate it. Till next time, friends, make sure to show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. We all need as much compassion as we can get. So make sure to share yours. Sending love to everyone. Till next time, see ya. Bye.